conservation groups won an appeal to stop the expansion of Colorado's Grosse Dam. The United States Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit passed the appeal Friday. It overturned the U.S. District Court's dismissal of an earlier challenge to the Clean Water Act permit that is required for the expansion of the Moffat Collection System and Grosse Dam in Colorado. The proposed Grosse Reservoir expansion project wanted to add an extra 900,000 feet of concrete to the Grosse Dam, which would have tripled the size of the reservoir. If successful, the Grosse Dam would have become the tallest dam in Colorado. The Colorado River Basin is the main water source for communities across Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, and Mexico. Their lawsuit claimed the permit went against the Clean Water Act, Endangered Species Act, and National Environmental Policy Act. Initially, Colorado's district court had dismissed the group's complaint on the grounds that a challenge to the Army Corps permit would need to be brought to the Court of Appeals. However, on Friday, the Court of Appeals disagreed and came to the conclusion that based on the plain language of the Federal Power Act, the group correctly brought their case to the district court. The Boulder police officers arrested 22-year-old Jacob Derwolf on Monday after officers responded to multiple calls of gunshots in downtown Boulder around 7th and Walnut. Boulder police charged Derwolf with a misdemeanor, citing prohibited use of weapons, reckless endangerment, disorderly conduct, and reckless driving. The investigation is still ongoing. Congressman Joe Neguse announced Tuesday the allocation of more than $6 million in federal funding to counties across Colorado's 2nd Congressional District. The funding comes from the Local Consistency and Tribal Assistance Fund. The money will go towards supporting eligible rural, mountain, and tribal communities to meet the needs of their jurisdiction. In a press release announcing the funding allocation, Congressman Neguse said, "Colorado communities can utilize these resources to fund local schools, improve road maintenance, and support emergency response operations." He also urged entities eligible for the funding to not miss the application deadlines. Revenue-sharing counties have to request funding just before midnight on January 31st. The Colorado Department of Agriculture has detected a Japanese beetle on the western slope. Christian Garibay reports.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture is working to eliminate the invasive Japanese beetle population after they were discovered in Grand Junction this last summer. The CDA is working in collaboration with Mesa County's Noxious Weed and Pest Management Programs to find ways of eradicating the pest and with the Colorado State University Tri-River Extension Office to make sure the public is educated on how to identify and stop these beetles from spreading to other parts of the state. The Colorado Department of Agriculture and other organizations say they will create a plan to combat the beetles and that they hope will be ready for the spring season when these beetles become more prominent. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
The city of Boulder has already begun training new snowplow drivers for the up-and-coming winter season. Spokesperson Julie Casa told the Daily Camera that Boulder has 47 drivers and almost half of them are new. The city has 19 vehicles for snow and ice control, and the first training began with an in-cab training and then a driving course at the Boulder Airport. According to the Daily Camera, two fleet technicians, a dispatcher, and a supervisor also work each snow shift. Police have identified two suspects involved in this weekend's shooting on University Hill. KGNU's Claire Purnell reports.
Around 1:27 a.m. on Saturday, October 2nd, officers responded to calls about a gun disturbance near the 1200 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. The police arrived at the scene to find armed individuals who were actively shooting. Further investigation shows the incident involved at least three different types of firearms. One officer shot at 22-year-old Zakai Lucas, who was holding an assault rifle. Witnesses say Lucas pulled out the gun and shot toward two men who were beating him up. Emergency crews later took Lucas to the hospital for non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Lucas was discharged from the hospital and charged with felony attempt murder in the first degree extreme indifference, felony attempt murder in the first degree after deliberation, and misdemeanor disorderly conduct discharge firearm. The Boulder Police Department is asking for the public's help identifying a photographed person of interest in the same crime. Anyone with any information is asked to call Detective Cantu at 303-441-4328, reference case 2209-880. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Expect mostly sunny weather with light and variable wind. In Boulder, there's a high of 67 and a low of 45. In Denver, a high of 69 and a low of 45. And in Fort Collins, a high of 69 and a low of 43. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMari.